Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Awesome. We came here with a vision. It's seeing it move forward, I guess is the best way to say it. You know, we're not there yet, but move forward in the right direction is good to see and feels good. And what a great environment. I know all of our fans couldn't be in the building, but it was loud again for 2 weeks straight. And I thought it was a typical Western New York night here with the wind and snow flurries. On my way over to the stadium, I thought it was going to be a repeat of the Colts game a few years ago because it was coming down. And just great experience, great atmosphere. Congrats to all the Bills fans out there.
There's Sean McDermott on his Zoom call after the win, getting the Bills in the AFC title game, well, for the first time since, well, the last time they faced Kansas City in an AFC championship game following the, in the 1993 season. Thanks for hanging out with us. Let's get to some calls. We've got some folks who want to share their thoughts on the game, the win over the Ravens, the KC game, the entire weekend of celebrations, 803-0550 to join us. Yes?
Just want to give you the latest on Mahomes. Because I found this, Jay Glazer, apparently late last night, maybe after that game, talked about Mahomes, and the quote was, this is someone on Twitter quoted Jay Glazer, "The thought is he will be okay to play. It was almost like he got choked out, not so much concussion, but still has to go through protocol. He was trying to get himself back in the game. There's a lot of confidence he'll be ready to go next week." So here's Jay Glazer saying, not even really a concussion.
Right.
You know, the last caller said he'll be shocked if he plays. I can't even express to you how shocked I will be if he does not play.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
It's just, the guys come back from concussions at all positions. Some guys do miss a week, but I don't know the numbers on it. I feel like when I hear a guy goes into concussion protocol that's a quarterback, whether that's Ben Roethlisberger or Josh Allen returned the following week last year, and then they went on, they beat the Titans last year, right? So I fully expect when a quarterback gets a concussion on a Sunday to see him the following week.
And remember, as Sal mentioned earlier when he was on with us, you can still practice even when you're in the concussion protocol.
Yeah.
This isn't like the NHL where you don't do anything. Like, you go home, you stay home, and you can't do anything right until you're symptom-free for 7 days.
Right.
You can still practice in concussion protocol. You just have to get through a few different phases to actually be cleared to play in the game, but you can still work out.
And the NFL could adopt that NHL protocol, but it would mean you're missing
a game. Oh, you're out. Yeah, you're out for a week then, for
sure.
You're
going to miss a game no matter what, pretty much.
Let's get to Chris in Toronto next. Chris, welcome to Bills Football Monday. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, no problem. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
The middle of January, Bills Victory Monday.
Yeah, middle of January, and we still have football season going on here. It's very nice. I can get used to this.
No, it's awesome. You kind of alluded to it a bit before there about not wanting to see Brady in the Super Bowl. I know there is a monumental task in going to Arrowhead, but I mean, everybody that's left is scary. Rodgers is scary. The Packers are scary. It was great sweeping the Patriots this year, but without Brady, it didn't feel the same. Wouldn't it be awesome to meet the Patriots South in the Super Bowl and finally get to beat Brady? I don't know. My thoughts. I'll hang up and listen.
I mean, if you guarantee me they'll beat Brady, I'm all in for the storyline. I just don't want any part of it. I would much rather see Green Bay. The last thing I need is, God forbid, Bills make it to the Super Bowl and lose to Brady. I know that's being negative, and I know I picked him to win the Super Bowl and all that stuff, and I still believe they can beat Brady. I just don't even want to approach that storyline. That's not my first choice. So that's just me. Let's see. Hang on. Okay, actually, I think we're covering this a little bit. But Alex, welcome. Go right ahead.
Hey, guys. Yeah, definitely just heard what you said about Mahomes. I can tell you that is a concussion. I played sports at a high level. I had the exact same reaction when I had my concussion. It was the ground that caused it, not another player's helmet. When you hit the ground like that and you're whiplash back, it makes you woozy and dizzy. And when he got up, you saw that firsthand.
Yeah, he was wobbly, yeah.
Wobbly. And my question is, what is the level of objectiveness looking at him this week? Is it the NFL that comes in and does their independent, you know, protocol with him, or is it a Kansas City doctor that makes this call? Because and even if he plays next week, I can tell you he's thinking about that injury the entire time. Concussions are very, very, they really make you think about everything that you're doing. And maybe if you guys could help me understand, what is the next couple of days look like for him in his interaction with doctors? Is the NFL involved?
At some point, go ahead, Jerry.
I've got an article on this. It's kind of funny is the wrong word, because there are conversations to be had about the medical side of it, and then there's the football side of it. And you know, you could be cynical or accurate and say, well, money's going to drive it, but Mahomes is going to want to play. Like, he wanted to go back into that game, which would have been insane.
Crazy, right?
It didn't look like he was at all.
Yeah.
So the return to play process includes 5 steps: rest and recovery, light aerobic exercise, continued aerobic exercise, and introduction of strength training, football-specific activities, and then full football activity and clearance. And the Chiefs don't return to practice until Wednesday for on-field preparations. He could get through all of it today, basically. Oh, you go ahead and run. You feel good? You feel good. Lift some weights. You feel good? You feel good. Okay, you're good. And as Sal pointed out, by Thursday, he could be listed as a full participant in practice. You know, they're back on Wednesday. He could be limited at that point. We've seen Josh Allen had a concussion last year. I don't know what grade it was. I think a lot of this speculation is fueled by the fact that we got a camera shot right into his eyes.
Yeah, he looked glassy-eyed. Yeah,
right, exactly.
No question.
I don't know what Allen looked like last year when he had his concussion and walked off the field. You know, Lamar had a little bit of – as he's walking into the locker room, he takes a weird couple of steps. And you saw that in the tunnel. I thought, man, that – what's he doing there? Is he just kind of upset, or is he really out of it at that point?
Right.
We don't get to know, because Lamar doesn't get to play next week. So there are a few steps, but there is no timeline on any of it.
Yeah, and there's two things. There was an article at CBSSports.com this morning about the whole concussion protocol thing. According to this, and Jeremy listed the steps, right? According to this, step 5, the final step is – the caller want to know about who determines this.
The player is cleared. Neurological consultant.
Right. The player is cleared by team physician for full contact and passes an independent neurological exam, then returns to practice. Although somebody also pointed out, I don't know if it was this article or another one, there is kind of a loophole here. The whole thing about, you know, whether or not you can resume non-contact, technically the quarterback is in a non-contact jersey in practice anyway.
Exactly.
So I don't know if that's, like, if you really want to go by, he's never getting contacted in practice anyway. So maybe the quarterback kind of gets around that phase, because it's not like, you know, right? Everybody else is coming in contact with the teammate during practice. Nobody touches the quarterback. He wears the, you know, the different colored jersey. So, you know, that's another way that maybe helps the quarterback, I think, get back, you know, closer to practicing a little bit quicker than other players would necessarily.
Right. And will it affect him? You know, you say it might affect him. Maybe, maybe not. You know, some guys have had a lot of concussions, too many. I don't know how it'll affect him. I don't know when his last one was in college. He had one in college.
Oh, did he?
From what I read. He also has the toe injury. I mean, the toe injury was definitely affecting him during the game.
Would be huge for a guy who moves like he does.
Yeah, you could tell he came up a couple times, a little tender on that foot or whatever. Or even when he would run, you could tell when he was running. I think even on the play he got tackled, you could see the left foot. The way he runs, he's running differently on that foot because he's got that injury.
Yeah. 803-0550 to join us on Bills Football Monday.
And I'm learning something about, it's called the fencer's response. The fencer's response to a concussion, like when you take that stance, basically – I guess that's an indication of a peculiar position of the arms following a concussion. Huh. That's like when guys get knocked out on the ground and their arms go up in the air.
Yeah.
And like they stay there and it looks really, it's horrible.
It's weird.
To see.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Ugh, it's terrible. It's chilling, actually, when that happens. Kyle, in Boston, you're on WGR. Go right ahead.
Hey, morning, gents. How we doing?
Good. Thank you.
Great.
This has been a fun segment. It's like the WebMD of radio.
I know.
Hey, I had a funny story. Howard, the way you describe you listening to or watching games is very similar to me. A lot of anxiety.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. Yeah.
So I don't know. Many of us, I think, all kind of now with the streaming devices have like delay paranoia.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And my phone is in a different room. That's how I watch it every time. So my wife and I are watching, and you know, her in-laws FaceTime her, and they FaceTime all the time, so I think nothing of it. But there's a FaceTime on the play before Lamar throws the pick six, and my wife picks up the phone, and my mom goes, my mother-in-law goes, "Is Kyle freaking out?" I'm like, "Hang up the phone." I lose it. I'm like, "Hang up. I don't know what she's talking about. Freaking out about what?" So I mean, I don't know if anyone else has that sort of. And then obviously we found out why I should be freaking out and the excitement and things like that. But thought that was a little funny because that tends to happen from time to time. So that was an interesting moment for me.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that between streams. If you are streaming on an app, or if you're over the air broadcast, or if you have DirecTV or cable, there are a bunch of different delays and times. And when the Bills are in this kind of spot. If you have, you know, if you live close to neighbors anywhere in a city where you can hear people screaming in their house. So we watch these games outside in our backyard. And for the Justin Tucker, the first field goal where he hit the post, right? And the old doink. We're watching outside and I hear two houses down a big scream. I think, I guess they're ahead of us. But, I mean, it's a field goal. What could – oh, and then
they
ding, he hits the post.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm immediately worried, uh-oh, is everything in this entire game going to be spoiled for us? And I don't know if it's
– oh, my.
I don't know. What happened? Because we just tuned it out. Nothing else got spoiled.
So the Taron Johnson pick, you did not notice a loud scream?
My wife claims she heard some commotion down the street, maybe from some of our neighbors. I didn't. And, you know, they would have heard us. And then there's the other side of it. If you are ahead and, you know, yelling, and you've got neighbors that are, you know, 20 seconds behind, you can kind of wait and hear them go crazy for a play like that.
It's funny.
So, yeah, we've been living that delay life, yeah.
Kyle, thanks for the call. For me, it isn't – I mean, I'm hunkered down in the basement. I don't hear anything. But for me, it's the stats website I use. The NFL Media stats website puts out the play before it comes up on television. So, you know, I've got it up there, and I've got it open to all, you know, all the live stats during the game. And it'll say, you know, Josh Allen passed to Diggs plus five, and you can see it out of the corner of my eye. I know it's updating. There are a couple times where I happen to look over for something on – I've got that in TweetDeck open. I look over on the computer for something on TweetDeck, and I see, oh, Lamar just ran for 1 yard. Ah, crap. So I had to make sure, don't look at the computer. So, yeah, it's a good – I don't know, it's probably a good 5 seconds difference where the play comes up, there it is, there's a result on your computer screen, and then you can watch on television. Hey, yeah, they were right. Lamar just ran for 1 yard. That's incredible. So it's not screams, but it is like just not looking at the computer because I know what's coming. Yep, we're good. Okay, we'll get another call. Let's go to Mo in New Jersey. Thanks for holding on, Mo. Go right ahead.
No, thank you, guys. I appreciate you taking my call this morning.
Sure, our pleasure.
And I apologize if my voice is a little raspy. I'm still recovering from that Taron Johnson, all the screaming I was doing during that interception return. So my voice is still a little scratchy right now. But I want to call... and talk about Jerry Hughes, the job he did in that game. I by far, this season, it's his best game. I think it's the best game by any individual lineman that we've had this season so far. And it came up in such a great spot. You know, our defensive line doesn't get enough credit. I know they have their shortcomings. They're a little bit small, whatever the case may be. But this particular game, he came up huge for us. And if I can, one thing about the interception, I know everybody talks about the block that Trey White made that sprung him to go for a touchdown. But if you guys look, there's one angle. If you look, it's like look at the angle that Lamar Jackson had going into the end zone. During that return, Jordan Poyer has a key block on Marquise Brown. He was coming up that sideline, and he probably would have caught Taron Johnson because there's no question he's the fastest guy on the field. He puts a block on him, And I haven't heard anybody talk about it, and I think that's one of the biggest blocks. And Jordan Poyer, you can't say enough about what he does for us. But all in all, that job our defense did this game, if we can continue playing at that level, there's Super Bowl's the limit for this team. Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate your time.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the Poyer block on Marquise Brown, because you know, a lot of people have watched that play 30, 40, 50 times, whatever. And it probably didn't occur to me until maybe number 10. I thought, what happened to Marquise Brown on this play? Because as you said, you know, he's the fastest player out there. He's the guy that's going to DK Metcalf this thing if possible. And sure enough, you're right. Like, Poyer got him maybe around like the 50 or the 40-yard line. It's definitely a contributing factor to him going the rest of the way for Johnson to get there.
Jerry Hughes was a beast. I mean, he really was. I mean, I don't necessarily want to single one person out when the defensive performance from the game plan to the execution by the players was absolutely phenomenal. I mean, it's one of the best defensive performances the Bills have put up in years, and especially in a pressure situation.
It's probably one of the, as a team defense, one of the best defensive performances of any team this year.
Yeah.
Against anybody else. I mean, holding a team to three.
And remember, you know, yeah, I know they weren't playing the behemoths of the North down the stretch of their schedule, but they're coming to town. They're on a 6-game win streak. They're averaging 34 a game, 420 yards, 260 rushing. I mean, they are just cruising, and you completely shut them down. So I thought Hughes was great in terms of whether it was, you know, pass rush pressure, sacks, contain the edges, helping out on the runs, everything he needed to do, he did. You know, the big pressure on the play before the Taron Johnson pick was huge when you look back on it now. He was out there for, I think, more snaps than any other defensive lineman. And he just continues to play. He probably doesn't get enough credit. He continues to play at such a high level. He's such a big part of the defensive performance. But I mean, you can't. Everybody. I mean, Sal pointed out the defensive line rotation was tremendous. Trent Murphy played for what, the second time in forever, and he was good. Milano and Edmonds, however they combined to shut down Mark Andrews. Andrews was a non-factor in this game. You know, Brown ends up making a few plays. He had a 30-yard catch was probably his biggest play of the game. But Andrews is a huge weapon for them. He had 11 targets and 4 catches for 28 yards. I mean, they really took him out of the game plan and made Baltimore one-dimensional, which they are. And that one dimension they kept in check. So it was great, great defensive performance.
To the on the Mahomes thing and to the caller that said this sounds like, you know, WebMD. Right. A lot of the speculation I'm leaning on myself, just I fully expect what happens in the NFL, which is guys get concussions.
We see guys come back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And a funny story here. Like, so somebody texts in, hey, don't forget about Trent Edwards. And I thought, oh, yeah, that's right. Remember,
Arizona
Trent was unconscious.
Game. Right.
You want to talk about grades of concussion.
Yeah.
And this might have been before concussion protocol existed in the present state that it does.
Yeah.
But Trent got knocked out of that game in Arizona.
Yeah. He played the next game.
And the Bills had a bye.
Yeah.
And then he came
back.
That's
right. They had a bye. Yeah.
They did have a bye. Then he came back, and they won. He played great, and then they lost a bunch in a row. So, I mean, what I'm just leaning on what I think is the most likely thing to happen, which is a player plays, and a good quarterback is good. I mean, I'm not going to – maybe he will be rattled. Maybe he will not be as sharp as he normally is. I don't know, but I'm kind of expecting the Chiefs at full strength.
We want to hear from
we'll see what happens otherwise.
Sorry, want to hear from all of you this morning, 803-0550 to join us, 888-550-2550. By the way, our – Bills News all morning long on the show is brought to you by M&T Bank, the official bank of your Buffalo Bills. It is a victorious. They're in the AFC Championship game, Football Monday on WGR. And we have some lines open. Get in. Let's talk about your weekend and your whole experience from the weekend. 803-0550. Murph coming up too as we continue Football Monday on WGR.
Lamar Jackson back to throw. Crockett collapsing. He's going to be dropped. He is sacked right at midfield. He is dropped by Quentin Jefferson. Jerry Hughes helping out as well.
It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Monday, exclusively on WGR Sports Radio 550. Brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So he's not that far from me. We talk stuff all the time, talk junk all day, we crack jokes. So he's not that far from me. So we had multiple conversations just as far as like staying confident, not getting complacent, and keep pushing. And he's done that.
Stephon Diggs, lock him in for a 100-yard game. He did it again for the ninth time in 18 games this season, 100 yards. And also, I think it's five of the last six games, and the only time he didn't do it was the Miami game when they pulled him out at halftime, and I think he still had 70 or 80 yards in that game. It is
how far he's climbed the active NFL postseason receiving yards
list. Is that right?
You know, I mean, we did this, and you know, he had the Minnesota Miracle. He had a couple hundred yards, but he's added to it with a couple of big games, and we'll do it again on Sunday.
Back-to-back 100-yard performances in the postseason. Only the second Bills receiver to ever do that. James Lofton, the other. Going to get to your calls, 803-0550. We're also going to go to our Wester hotline and chat with John Murphy, who joins us and is brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you by Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women, and by Sullivan's Brewing Company from Ireland to Buffalo, the best ales in the world. Good morning, Mr. Murphy. Welcome back to the AFC title game, sir.
Yeah, thanks. Good morning to you.
So, you know what? We asked Sal about this. I'd love to get your thought, because apparently Baltimore at some point had to go to a silent snap count, and they took back-to-back false starts in a stadium that had 6,700 fans in it. You do the game from the booth with the windows open all the time. How loud was it?
It was loud. In fact, in that sequence, I couldn't believe the Ravens were having trouble being heard down there, even with, you know, there was only 6,700 people, and how many were down there that could affect the play? Maybe a third of that, you know, what's that, 2,500 maybe? And I saw what was going on, and so I do this usually when there's a full stadium once in a while. I take off the headsets for a second just to hear, and you know, my headsets kind of block out everything. You can hear each other talk, me and Steve Tasker. But I take them off to hear, you know, just exactly how loud is this. I did it then, and I said, oh, my goodness, I can't hear a thing. I mean, that's how loud it was at the other end of the stadium. It amazed me. I'd never heard – I mean, I don't know. I'm not good at estimating crowd size anyway. I never have been, but I just can't imagine that that crowd, a tenth of what's normally in the stadium, could make that much noise. And it got me thinking later after the game, and especially with the sequence of the game, had that been a full stadium – that place may have just crumbled to the ground. It would have been so loud. You know what I mean? If there were 70,000 people there, it would have been nuts.
You would have felt the building shake on the Taron Johnson pick six.
Yeah, I saw Steve Levy, who called the game last week, right? He said if he could have picked one play in the NFL the entire year for a full stadium, that would have been it.
Yeah, it was an amazing play. And I just can't imagine what the noise would have been like that play. And when the game was finally clinched at the end, maybe we're lucky there wasn't a full. No, that's not true.
But you know what? But it is nice. It's nice. First off, it's great for some fans to be able to experience it firsthand. It comes off great on television, by the way. I mean, Al Michaels and Chris Collins I know you're busy working, Murph, but they were saying great things about the Bills fan base. So that's nice to see. But also for the players. I know it's only 6,700, but listening to those guys talk about it on the Zoom calls after the game, and you know, getting a chance to see Diggs react to the fans after the game and all the stuff that was going on. It's great for the players to have some fans in there appreciating what's going on right now.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I have not bought tickets for either playoff game yet just because, you know, you got to get in line and get tests, and then I don't know who I'd let use them anyway. But I'm sure there's a sense of like a lottery winner for each one of those 6,700 fans.
Right.
Actually is a lottery, and I'm sure each one of those 6,700 feels like, I'm lucky to be here. I'm chosen to be here. I feel really good about being here, and I think that carries over their energy and their enthusiasm. I think that carries over to the way they approach the game, the way they approach big plays in the game.
Murph, you've seen a lot of games over the years. This was one of the more impressive defensive performances, I think, that would have been put together by a Bills team, from the design of the game plan to the execution by all of the players on the field. What stood out to you, or what were some of the things that stood out to you about the defense?
Yeah, I mean, the thing that strikes me is that it was like a game-long effort. Certainly the big play by Taron Johnson was the highlight of the game, but they were playing great defense basically from start to finish. I could not detect like one theme how to handle Lamar Jackson. I couldn't see, oh, they're doing this or they're doing that, because they did a lot of different things. So that struck me like it was a really good plan to handle really dangerous quarterback who can really run with it. And then thirdly, the score reflects this too. They're a pretty good defensive team, and almost not represented by the numbers they put up all season long. They're better than their numbers show. It was a weird year defensively for the Bills to get the start without really a training camp, without any preseason games, to get a brand new defensive line that basically did not play here last year. Most of them weren't here last year. So there were new pieces up front. It took them a while to kind of settle in. But once they settled in it probably was almost midseason, they've been really good defensively, and the numbers start to reflect that. You almost have to break down the defensive numbers for the Bills from midseason on, because then they were really good. And they showed it again with their outstanding performance Saturday night, how good they are, how good they became during the course of the year. But it as a whole, it's difficult to look at the Bills and say, oh, they're a really good defense. The numbers don't reflect that because they were kind of in a state of flux for most of the regular season.
Nice to see them rise to the occasion too, Murph. I mean, it's a team game. It isn't just one unit, but basically we know the story of the 2020 season, the success has been driven by the Bills offense, specifically their passing game. And it's nice to see that on a night when you don't have it going full throttle, they're still able to win a playoff game.
Yeah, and that's another theme that I was thinking after Saturday night, maybe spent yesterday thinking about this. They win different ways, and that's important for a playoff team and team that has now advanced to deep in the playoffs. They have solutions to problems. What, a little breezy? We can't count on our kicking game as much? Okay, we'll do something else. Or what, our passing game is not firing on all cylinders tonight? Okay, we'll do something else. You know what I mean? And that was developed during the course of a season. On offense, you saw it, how they approach different games with different strategies. And I think as a team, they do that too. And I think that's the sign of a well-coached team and a talented team that has diversified itself and has flexibility to do a couple of different things to win a game. There's no one formula for here's how the Buffalo Bills win games. There's, at least three or four, I think, and that's important.
All right, Murph, get to work on Kansas City. We'll be talking about it with you on Friday.
All right, thanks.
John Murphy with us here on our West Her Hotline, a part of Bills Football Monday as well. 803-0550. You're a part of Bills Football Monday too. Patrick in North Carolina, thanks for holding on. Go right ahead.
Hey, Howard. Hey, Jeremy. Thank you for taking the call.
Sure. Thanks for calling.
No problem. Just wanted to thank you guys, first of all, for helping me get through the pandemic this last year. Lost my job last year, and like every morning I listen to you guys when I get up with my kids for their remote learning for school. So I just appreciate you guys. But I wanted to talk to you guys about what the Bills really mean to me. Being 28, being born and raised in Rochester, grew up a diehard Bills fan, of course. But my only real monumental playoff memory is probably the Music City Miracle. So, you know, I remember going to school being made fun of for wearing Bills gear. Never really bothered me. Win or lost, I love to rep my team. I have the Bills tattoo on my arm. You know, they just mean that much to me. And I lost my grandfather about 2 years ago now to cancer. And my father actually used to be a really big Bills fan too, but not anymore. That's a long story, so I won't get into that. But I've been watching the game over Zoom, like a lot of people said, with my aunts, uncles, and cousins back home in Rochester. And when Taron Johnson made that pick six, I broke down. Like that caller a couple calls ago said, you know, how we have a delay. So I was in front of them, so I had to wait and see their reaction. It was, you know, I always mute myself so I don't give them a heads up on what's going on. But when I saw that reaction, I just broke down. And my wife was right there next to me, and she felt so bad. But I was just really wishing I could be there with them to celebrate, because, you know, we haven't had something like this in a while.
Yeah.
And I think that's really what, ever since I moved away, I think I've become even more of a Bills fan, because it's my connection to being back home, being back with my family, being, you know, just born and raised Western New York. It's about being prideful of being, you know, born there. And it's safe to say, Howard, if your prediction comes true, hopefully I got to listen tomorrow, see if you still pick them to win the Super Bowl. You know, if we do make it to the Super Bowl, man, I think it's safe to say I'm going to have to come back home and spend that game watching it with the family. So thank you guys again for taking my call. Even my friends in Carolina here, they're all like Colts fans, Ravens fans, Bucks fans. They're like, dude, we're cheering for you guys all the way, because we know how much it means to you, how long you've waited for this. I've basically waited my whole life to see the Bills in the Super Bowl. I was way too young the last time in the 90s. So thanks again, guys, and go Bills.
Yeah, let me tell you real quick. Be sure to go to our website. Bulldog has a piece up called We're All Out of Town, and it basically is talking about what you are as an out-of-towner. That it's a great piece. It's such a great sentiment that he says here, which is basically, since most of us can't go, we are all living the game like out-of-towners.
Yeah.
You know, we're living these games like we are connecting back to the Bills, even though we can't be with them. So the experience that you get in North Carolina, or he talked about when he spent time in Connecticut, It's like a special kind of way to experience it. Not that it's necessarily better. You'd, of course, love to be here and be at those games. But that the connection is stronger because we're all out of town. It's a great piece, and I think you'd like it a lot. I think it speaks to a lot of things you're saying.
All right. I'll definitely check it out. Thank you, man.
Yeah, definitely do. Very cool. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. And, yeah, thanks for being there with us.
I mean, yeah. It's this is – it reminds me – I was going to do this – save this more maybe for tomorrow, Jeremy, but it does – remind me of what it felt like 30 years ago. I mean, each week when you think, well, it can't get any more exciting around here, people are like so pumped. And each week it goes up because, of course, the importance of the game goes up and you get closer and closer and closer to the Super Bowl. And geez, I don't know. I mean, I love the fact that, and it's on the one hand, it's always a little bittersweet, like we were talking with Murph, that you didn't have a full stadium the other night, because I keep watching that Taron Johnson replay on my phone and think, man, if 70,000 people were in there, what the heck? And I see some people went out to Niagara Square, I think it was, Saturday night, and people were out downtown celebrating, and I know like fireworks are going off and people are out driving around honking horns and all this, and you wish it would be a normal celebration, but still, it's when they go on a run like this, I mean, everybody is all consumed by the Bills. You know, everybody's wearing their gear. We're seeing stories again about stores that sell Bills merchandise. It's flying off the shelves. Everybody's flying their flags. And this is what it was like. You've never experienced it because they've never had a playoff run since you've been here. But this is what it's like. And this week is going to be even crazier than last week. And if they win on Sunday night, man, 2 weeks of talking about this team being in the Super Bowl.
Be amazing.
It really is. And it's I'm glad, like, the caller, it was Patrick, right? I'm glad, like, you're experiencing this for the first time. Brayton is. I'm on with Nate the other night on the overtime show, and I can hear the excitement in his voice. Like, I've gone through it. Patrick is experiencing it because he was too young for the early 90s. I know what it felt like. I'm enjoying it again, but I think it's so cool to see you and other people who've never had this feeling before and how you're enjoying it.
You're familiar with the Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On thing?
You know, I should be. I know people were tweeting about it. I've probably heard the song. I just, it's not in my head right now.
Okay, well, basically you take a sports highlight and you set it to the big build-up in the song, and then she sings. So something happened very, very weird. Like, this is – here's a confession for you. I don't understand this. I'd like to have maybe some sort of psychologist could look into this. Every other time that I've seen the Celine Dion thing set to a highlight, it's funny. It's like, oh, man, ha, ha, yeah, it all turned around. Look at that. Oh, and they do it with classic highlights, whether it's, boy, I can't even picture what, any big play.
Yeah.
The Minnesota Miracle would be a great example where you do that. And you watch it and you see other teams and you see it given the Celine Dion treatment, and I laugh. When I saw the Taron Johnson Celine Dion, I got choked up.
Right, right. It's different. It's
all of a sudden,
different.
Wait a minute. I thought this was funny. It turns out it's emotional when you put My Heart Will Go On to this highlight. So it was. Yeah. I learned that maybe that affects people different ways if it's actually the team that you know.
Sure, it does.
You root for.
I saw Kyle Brandt on Good Morning Football, who's been playing up the Bills all season long. He did a couple of pieces. He did a pep talk. He did basically the Herb Brooks miracle speech
for the Browns. Yeah, I saw that.
I mean, got the plaid pants on, the sport coat, the whole look. And I'm watching him going, oh, that's a really cute idea. It's great. If you're a Browns fan, you're probably like, oh, yeah, awesome, let's go. And I'm like, okay, it's funny. And then he did a kind of not the same theme, but he did something for the Bills. You know, like they've counted you out and losing Super Bowls. I don't have it, all of it in my head, but I watched it and I retweeted it. And I'm telling you, this was Saturday morning I watched it, probably 12 hours prior to kick. And you know me, I wanted to put on a helmet and go play football. Like, I was like so fired up. Completely the same concept. This is to get the fan base excited about your team and where it's going. But when it was the Bills and he was talking about it, and it was, I don't know, 2-3 minutes long. I mean, by the end of it, I just thought, I cannot wait 12 more hours. Let us play the football game right freaking now. I was so it was great. Okay, it's different, right? It's about the Bills, not about the Browns, not about anybody else. It's completely different. So, man, they got to win the Super Bowl just so we can enjoy. I mean, just to have all the emotions come through. All right, I'm sorry. Let's get a break in. If you're on hold, hang on. We do have phone lines open. If you want to get in, good time to join us now and tell us your story from the weekend. 803-0550 or 888-552-550. It is Bills Football Monday. Of course, Extra Point Show at 10 with Sal. Don't forget about that. Bills Football Monday all day long on WGR. It is presented by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
Mark Jackson back to throw. Guns it into the end zone. Intercepted. 2 yards deep in the end zone. Intercepted by Taron Johnson. And he brings it out. And he's still on the run. He may go all the way. He's at the Baltimore 40. The 30 gets a block at the 20. 10, 5. Touchdown! Touchdown! Taron Johnson goes 102 yards with an end zone interception. Touchdown, Buffalo! Oh!
It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Monday, exclusively on WGR Sports Radio 550. Brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
We took it as a challenge. A lot of us, just because we had this late night game, we sat around, we watched TV, we enjoy football. It's our job, it's our passion. So, when we see the guys on TV talking about how they don't play defense in Buffalo, and, we're going to give up 30 points, that's a challenge that we all see. We take it as a challenge and we accept it. So I think we went out there and we played like we had something to prove. And that's how you're supposed to play football at your house, especially in the playoffs.
Jerry Hughes and the defense came up large the other night. 4 sacks, 8 quarterback hits, 5 pass breakups. They outscored the Ravens offense, of course. 803-0550 to join us. Going to get your calls, too. A quick thing, because I think this was around the same time in the show last week when I said, hey, thank you, offensive line, for a nice fumble recovery. The Bills played a clean game, but there was a fumble on a sack, and Deion Dawkins came up with it in Bills territory. Of course, it was Darrell Williams against the Colts. Deion Dawkins doing the job, scooping up the loose ball for the Bills. So further down on my list of things to do, but I didn't want to get through the whole show and not say, hey, nice job, Deion. Good work.
To Jerry Hughes' thing about on TV, people saying the Bills' defense wasn't that good. The number one I saw was Deion Sanders trashed the Bills' defense.
Oh, really? Why?
What? I mean, former Raven just said Bills' defense is horrible.
Huh?
What? That's what he said. Yeah,
really?
That's what he said.
Horrible?
Awful, horrible, something like that. He basically said it's bad. They can't stop anybody.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, okay. If you think so, maybe he hasn't been watching the games this year. Let's get to Rich next. Thanks for holding on, Rich. You are on Bills Football Monday here.
Howard, I got a few different points, so I'm going to go as quickly as I can. First of all, I think it would be tragic if Mahomes doesn't play this Sunday. We want them at their best. You know, the excitement around this town is because we truly, truly believe we are the best team in football. I believe that. I want Mahomes. I want the best of the best. Now, people underestimate the win. They have no idea how difficult it is. You had a Hall of Fame kicker who couldn't kick a 40-yard field goal.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we had an extra point that was missed in that game. Okay? Jim Harbaugh was quoted as saying that the shotgun snap was difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I don't know if this is covered or not, Howard, but early in the game, Josh Allen hits Davis right in the hands in the end zone. He's got to make that catch. It changes everything. It was early, okay? Now, I already go back a lot further than you. I used to go to Rock Pile, watch Jack Kelly, okay? My dad would take me. All right, and I've seen it all. Seen the Bills Super Bowls, yours, and everything else. I have never, ever seen the excitement in this town over this football team as we have right now.
Yeah.
I just told my sister the other day, I said, you know what? I hope Kansas City wins. I don't want to play at home because I don't want to see another 30-mile-an-hour gusting wind football game. And one last thing, Howard, real quick. You keep talking about Josh had his first game against Kansas City. Yeah, he had 120 yards. You know what? Go back to those stats. Patrick Mahomes couldn't throw the ball in that game. I would love somebody to bring up his stats for that game. Anyway, thanks a lot, guys. Go Bills. That's all I got.
All right,
well, but Mahomes did throw the ball well in that game. Not like his best game of the season. They held him to a lowish number, but he was 21 of 26 for 225 and two touchdowns. I mean, he did great that day, Mahomes. They just didn't throw it as much as they normally do because the Bills dared them to run. But I mean, 21 for 26, 225 and two touchdowns.
Yeah, the wind did have an impact. I think it
for sure.
Maybe you know the Diggs bomb that Josh misses on. The Davis, I mean, Davis wasn't a perfect throw. I mean, he did have to reach out a little bit for it. The you know, Bass hadn't missed kicks in weeks, and Tucker never misses. And I even think Huntley's throw, you know, right at the end of the game, right, when he had Marquise Brown, it beat Trey White wide open for an easy touchdown, and that ball probably sailed a little bit, you know, same end of the stadium where Josh's throw to Diggs sailed beyond him. So, I don't think there's any question. Like McDermott said, it wasn't a consistent win, but there would be gusts, intermittent gusts, and that those are, I think, were affecting plays the other night. We'll get a break in. If you're on hold, hang on. Plus, we have open lines, and we want to hear from all of you. We had an open segment when we get back. 803-0550, 888-550-2550 to join us on this victorious Bills Football Monday on WGR, presented by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Monday, exclusively on WGR Sports Radio 550. Brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!